rates are going up, and we just have to start being really careful, keep being really careful. And if people, as we go indoors, we just need to think more about masking, distancing, proper ventilation. Just we really have to think about ways to keep our cases down.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we speak with Sarah Granquist, Franklin County public health educator. The county in northern New York is slightly below state averages for COVID-19 vaccination, and her department has issued a new alert urging testing, isolation, and masking if a COVID case is suspected or confirmed. It comes on the eve of the Thanksgiving holiday. After a year and a half of the pandemic, Americans from coast to coast are looking forward to coming together. But COVID is still with us, and transmission is ticking up with the colder weather, especially among the unvaccinated. Okay, here's my conversation with Sarah. What led your office to put this new guidance out at this time?
An alert to just notify people the Thanksgiving holiday is coming and the winter holidays will be here in no time. And it's just time to start thinking about really just ways to keep the COVID virus from spreading more than it has been.
A lot of these things are recommendations that have been with us for some time. But what specifically are you requesting that people do?
Well, that yes, you're right. They have been with us for quite some time. We are now promoting the 6 steps to preventing COVID-19. Very familiar steps. Keeping a safe distance from people, 6 feet or more is the standard. Wearing a mask. Staying home when sick. Washing your hands as frequently as possible. Staying local. And, of course, our new step is to get vaccinated.
Let's talk more about vaccination. What are the current numbers in your county?
For fully vaccinated people, which means both they've had both doses and it's been at least 2 weeks since their second dose, 58.9% of Franklin County residents have been vaccinated. 62.5% of residents have received at least one dose of vaccine.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has said, you know, holiday gatherings are basically fine if you're vaccinated and you're going to be among other people who are vaccinated. But your alert seems to be targeted toward people who might not be vaccinated and might be positive for coronavirus and then giving it to other people. Is that right?
Yes. We have a concern about basically about households. If you're mixing with someone with other people outside of your regular household, just being aware of their vaccine status is very important. And just keeping, and if the vaccination status is not known, just keeping distance. And if that's not available, then just masking and having ventilation in your home is an important thing.
What can you say about the current COVID rates within Franklin County? Are cases going up?
Yes. Yes, cases are going up. For example, on Monday, our case rate per 100,000 residents, we have 74 cases per 100,000. New York State on average has 28 cases per 100,000.
What does that say to you?
Rates are going up. And we just have to start being really careful, keep being really careful. And if people, as we go indoors, we just need to think more about masking, distancing, proper ventilation. Just we really have to think about ways to keep our cases down.
You know, last holiday season, that was the first holiday season during the pandemic. And during that first summer of the pandemic, case numbers were way lower in New York State with people more, you know, spending more time outside. Then came the colder weather. And during last holiday season, there were more gathering restrictions in place, you know, from the top down. That's not the case this year. Did you experience in your role anything last year that now that we're heading back into another holiday season kind of sticks in your mind at this time?
So last year was a very different year because we didn't have vaccination in the holiday season. And we had travel restrictions. We had travel quarantine mandates. We had mask mandates. And we didn't have the Delta variant around, which is much more contagious. So it was just so much different last year than this. But now that we have, it's very different because now we have almost triple the cases we had last November. At this time this year, we have more, we have almost triple the cases. And we believe that's due to the fact that the mandates have gone away and the Delta variant is so much more contagious. So I don't know if I can say we learned anything new to put toward this season, but just kind of, we just want to reiterate how important it is to, you know, wash our hands, wear a mask in indoor places, and stay home when sick, and please get vaccinated when you're able to. Talk to as many folks as you can about vaccination, and I just hope that people can get some assurance, perhaps from their healthcare provider, friends, family members, clergy, people they trust. I'm hoping that people can talk to them, to these people, and hopefully be convinced to get vaccinated.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul this week expanded booster eligibility to, quote, anyone who thinks they, you know, need one. Anyone who wants a booster can now sign up for one. You know, with Franklin County's overall vaccine numbers lower than the state average, is the booster availability having any effect so far in your county?
There's quite a demand for boosters, so that's wonderful. We're very happy to see that. People who have had their first and second dose now want to have a booster, and that's very encouraging that people are keeping that amount of vaccination going in our county. Very happy about that.
That's Sarah Granquist, Franklin County Public Health Educator. Thank you for your time, and as always, stay safe.
Thank you, Ian.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.